Syrian government forces shelled the country's central region of Houla on Thursday, the same region where more than 100 people were massacred last week. The shelling took place despite international condemnation and increasing international pressure on the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. At the beginning of a week-long visit to Europe, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that every day of slaughter in Syria is strengthening the case for tougher international action, yet stressed that military intervention would need international support, including from Syrian ally Russia. Clinton's remarks followed those from White House spokesman Jay Carney, who explained to reporters that the Obama administration is working to bring Russia around on the question.
We are in regular consultations with Russians, with the Russians and others, about what we are seeing happening in Syria and the need to put further pressure on the Assad regime.
Meanwhile, time is running out on a nominal ceasefire brokered by UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan. The main rebel fighting organization, the Free Syrian Army, has announced that it will not consider itself bound by the terms of the agreement passed lunchtime Friday unless the government takes real steps to abide by the truce. I'm Chris Altieri.